The animal tracks are 3 feet in width, and they are real, not made by an imaginary Bigfoot, but plain to see to everyone that wades into this river. So what is it? The story of those tracks and who made them is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
You can track a lot of animals just by looking at the ground, but you usually can't track animals that are extinct.
We know they're in the hundreds. We're trying to get a good figure on that by GPS and verification of all the track sites.
Billy Baker shares the story from Dinosaur Valley State Park in Glen Rose, Texas. It is here in this riverbed that you can see the footprints of dinosaurs who roamed the area centuries ago.
The sauropod tracks are from the Baranosaurus type, or they used to call them Baranosaurus, Apatosaurus, four-legged, plant-eating dinosaurs. We're talking about 40, 50-foot dinosaurs, extremely large, 20 tons.
Many museums display the bones of dinosaurs, but it is more difficult to find a place where you can see the tracks. And contrary to what you might think, the tracks tell us many things that bones do not.
The track sites here showed that the animals could walk on dry land. The tracks show you their locomotion. We show that there wasn't any tail drags. So the tracks give you a lot of information that the bones actually don't give you.
Unlike the tracks of animals, like deer you might see in the woods, you won't have much trouble seeing these tracks.
The sauropod tracks can go 3, 3.5 foot long and with a stride of 10 foot pace. You know that these are extremely large animals, probably about twice the size of a big bull African elephant.
Visitors can wade into the river and see hundreds of tracks. Or when water levels are low, they may be able to walk right up to 3 foot prints from the dinosaurs that walk this area. Traveling the countryside in Glen Rose, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.